Hey, everybody. I hope the worship this morning has ministered to you. We are we're in a place here, at least in BC, where we're not supposed to be traveling far away. We're locked down. But I pray that when you enter into worship and you connect with your Heavenly Father, there's nothing that can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. You might be separated from a lot of things, but we're not separated from the Lord. In fact, this morning is a missions emphasis Sunday for us. And so we're going to actually be taking you to three different parts of the world this morning, right from the comfort of your own home. Here at Gateway, we have seven different missions partners that we support. And each one of these missions partners that we support do something different. They do things and they go places that we ourselves can't go. But even though we don't go with them, even though we can't be where they are at, we believe in them. We want to support them. We want to get behind them. We want to pray for them as well as support them financially. And I would encourage you, even within your own life, as you set aside time for prayer, which I hope that you're doing, pray for our missions partners. We need to get behind them in prayer. They need our support in that way. Not just that, but also finances. Set aside money. Budget that to every single month to put towards missions. I'd encourage you in that. Don't wait to find out what's left over, but put it in your budget to support our missions partners here through Gateway. So this morning, we're going to be highlighting three missions partners that are in three different parts of the world that are doing amazing things. Now, two of these missions partners, I have to let you know that if you're watching this recorded, two of these missions partners we will have to erase after our live event here on Sunday morning, because they are in places where they cannot have what they're doing up on the internet for long periods of time recorded for people to watch and to listen to. So for their safety, we're going to be erasing theirs after the service this morning. But our first video that was put together for you is from Impact Ministries, Les and Rita Peters in Tactique, Guatemala. And they've been there for a number of years. We've supported them a number of years. They used to live here in Kamloops. They went to Tactique, and over time, they've started schools for kids that wouldn't typically be able to get an education. At the moment, they have seven schools that educates and provides health care and support to over 1,700 students. Within the last year or so, they've opened up an orphanage house where they bring in orphans, babies, children from people who cannot take the care of them any longer, babies that have been abandoned on the street. So they do orphan care. They do medical and dental care for those who cannot access it, as well as they have started three different churches in their area that started from the living room of their own home. You know, the scriptures talk a lot about the Christian church taking care of the poor, the widow, and the orphan. And when I think about that, I think a lot about Impact Ministries. They are doing just that, and it's a joy for us to support them. Let's play that video for you right now.
Greetings from Guatemala to Gateway City Church. We're so grateful to be connected with you folks. Thank you, Pastor Matt, for giving us an opportunity when we're in Kamloops to have an opportunity to share with you and your congregation. And thank you for the opportunity just to connect with you via this short little video. You've sent a number of teams our way. I think the first team was in 2012. And we've just felt so many good connections happening between Impact Ministries, the people here in Guatemala, and Gateway City Church.
And I especially want to thank you because I know that during this last month, you've been praying for me, and praise God, he's restoring my health, and we're so thankful that the surgeons were able to take care of my problem. Thank you. And these are very, very strange times that we're living in these days, but we're seeing the kingdom of God move forward.
Particularly this last year, we've had some really interesting events. In the middle of COVID, of course, many people lost their jobs, their source of income, and where their children are already suffering from malnutrition or lack of resources to maintain their family, that really accentuated the problem. And then on top of that, we had two hurricanes come sweeping through our country, Hurricane Eta and Hurricane Iota. And it was just devastating. And we're so grateful to all of you who have put in a hand so we could help distribute food hampers and help rebuild homes and serve the community in a really practical way, which really speaks volumes to them about what the body of Christ really is meant to do in times of crisis.
Our schools were completely shut down for most of 2020. And that was very difficult for our school children. Many of them are not connected to the internet in any way. And so we weren't able to communicate directly with them. And so the government permitted us to go and bring food hampers to the homes. And that was something the teachers began to do, carrying food hampers into the homes. And along with that, bringing some study material, spending some time teaching the children on a one-on-one basis. And we saw such commitment of our teachers. This year, the school year just began in February, and we have more students enrolled this year than we ever have. We're over 1,800 students now in our 10 schools. And many of the weeks were not permitted to have the children come to school because of COVID. And so the teachers are still making house calls, still going and spending time with the children, praying with the children, and leading them in a devotional time on a one-on-one basis. It's marvelous to see.
The dedication of the teachers is simply amazing. Just last week, there was a group of teachers that made a trip to a village way back in the mountains. And it's about a 6 kilometer vehicle ride and then quite a few kilometers hiking in up into the mountain village. And these children are so determined to get an education. And there are no high schools, no junior highs in that community. Many drop out long before they reach the end of elementary school. And here we have a couple families that are so committed, and the commitment of the teachers. And for me, it's just such a blessing to see them connecting with the families and praying with the families. And I think this year, more than ever, we've seen connections with the teachers and the families of their children. And that really is where the church began. The church began out of people coming to the Lord through their children coming to the Lord. And we now have 3 congregations, and this year has been a very difficult year. Many churches were closed for long periods of time, and as you know, in Canada, it's very similar here. And so we moved into an online delivery of our services, and we're going to continue that. But as you know, most people here don't have internet access, don't have computers in their home, and so it really becomes a challenge to be able to reach them. So some of our home group leaders have gone home to home every week praying for the people in their home group. And the church is really going through interesting process of really reevaluating and saying, what is it we're here for and what can we do?
And the interesting thing is that when people connect to watch our services online, we've had people connecting that are not believers, that are from the community, curious, I guess. And so it's been an outreach.
One of them, we hit 3,000 views.
Yeah, that's probably our top. Also, our children's home has continued to work hard. And I want to tell you that during our most lockdown times, our nannies actually came and lived here full time. Some of them did not go home for a month at a time to see their families. That was a very difficult time for them. But because of, you know, not wanting to bring any of that virus to our children's home. We had them live here. Now, you know, we continue working with these children that are being abandoned. Even these days during hard times, families are suffering economically, and so sometimes they abandon their little children. And we've actually got some children now that are not just babies, which we had planned on only receiving babies, but when we get a phone call and they say, there's a little girl found walking on the street and she has nobody. Her mom gave her up long ago, and the people that had her gave her up as well. And just a little dirty girl that had no care whatsoever, no schooling, even though she was already 7 years old. And so how could we say, no, we won't take her in? And since then, we've had several children come. About 2 weeks ago, a little boy came to us who had been as well handed from family to family, and you know, burn marks on his arms, and you know, very hesitant to speak to anyone, just so timid, so hurt, so devastated. And it's wonderful for us to be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus and love these children.
And it's amazing how love reaches through all those wounds, and kids are so resilient. And when the Lord is there and He is ministering to their hearts, He wants to restore these broken little hearts. He wants to restore many broken hearts, not only here in Guatemala, but in Canada as well. And we know that that is what the Lord is about, restoring hearts to Himself and giving hope for the future. And we just want to thank you for standing with us in this ministry. It has been such an amazing ride, if I could say it that way. And we're so grateful to you for standing with us, for praying for us, for sponsoring the children, for coming and visiting us with your teams. And we hope to see you again real soon. God bless you.
Amen.
So we're back. I hope that was an encouragement to you. I know every single time I talk to Layla and interact with her, right from the beginning, we've been able to walk with her in her journey. And she's an amazing woman with an amazing heart to be able to go back to that part of the world and to minister to people that have walked very similar journey to her own. And as she talked about needing a car, it's something that has been, I know it's been a need for her for quite a while. I believe that for us here at Gateway, that we can help her in that journey of purchasing a vehicle. Wouldn't it be amazing to be able to raise enough money where she can have her own vehicle to travel and to minister to all these refugees and disciples that she is talking about. So I want to encourage you, let's raise money for Layla. Why don't we do that? Let's raise money so that she can purchase a car. I know that cars in her part of the world, where she is, the country that she lives in, are very, very expensive. You can trust me on that. And it'd be amazing to do that. So if you're able to give, whether electronically, text to give, you know, online, there's lots of ways that you can give. If you go to our website and hit the giving tab, if you can just write in there whatever your gift is, that it goes towards Layla's car. Just write down Layla's car. Maybe you're able to come in this week with our debit machine. You can write on there Layla's car. Let's raise money to purchase her a car. And we have a couple other announcements. Phil.
Yeah, and this one is a big one, Gateway family. We have been talking with our city, and on next Sunday, that fast,
yep.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Next Sunday, May 2nd, we are going to be having some in-person outdoor services. We're super excited for this, and we want you to go to gcchurch.ca to sign up for those services. There's only going to be a limited number of spots, and for those of us watching online, we will still have online services so that wherever you are, whether you're outdoors in the elements with our team or watching online from home, we're going to continue to experience God together, and we're excited for this new opportunity. So sign up May 2nd. That's next week. So over these next couple days, make sure you sign up and get in on it before those spots fill up. And we're excited to see you and be with you at Centennial Park next Sunday.
Yeah, it's right next to Marion Chilian Elementary School.
Yeah, beautiful.
So we're going to start it next week. And the plan is to go for the month of May like this, do services outside, as long as we don't get rained out. But this is Kamloops, right?
Yeah.
We get pretty good weather, so we'll count on getting good weather over the month of May. Mm-hmm. One other thing, you guys know that our daycare is going to be up and running this fall. There's numerous things that we need to purchase for the daycare, and so we're doing a bit of a bottle drive. If you go to General Grant's, anyone in the city, take your bottles there and tell them that it's for Gateway Children's Center, that it will go towards what we need to be able to purchase for the daycare. Thank you for being a part of that.
Yeah, and then before we officially close our service, we continue to partner with the Mustard Seed on Saturdays so that their thrift shop can operate. And so we're constantly on the lookout for volunteers to step in and fill that need. They're looking for, two workers? Only two workers, I think they needed.
Yeah, minimum two workers, yeah.
Minimum two to help them facilitate their thrift shop. We believe that this is a really cool opportunity for us to support an organization, the Mustard Seed, which is all about empowering and providing for the homeless in our city. And so please contact the office. They're on our website. You can sign in and fill in slots even ahead of time. So grab a friend, grab your family, look ahead and fill in one of those spots. This is a really cool opportunity. So please
awesome.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we close in prayer for these missions partners that we just interviewed today. Mm-hmm. Dear Heavenly Father, I think of all of them, and they're all in very different situations. I think of Les and Rita and their huge team there in Tactic, Guatemala. And they've been hit hard by the effects of COVID, financially and otherwise. And we pray, Lord, for all these children and these families. Dear Jesus, we pray for these teachers. God, we pray, oh Lord, that that their needs would be provided for. And Lord, in the midst of this, that your kingdom would go forward in this part of the world. Lord, we think of Rachel and Jeff in North Africa and the tremendous impact that they're having on women in that part of the world, as well as church planting efforts that are happening in that part of the world. Lord, I pray that you would give them the energy that they need, God, the finances they need, and I pray, Lord, that you would help them continue to raise up leaders in that part of the world to impact people for Jesus. And Lord, finally, we pray for Layla. God, you see her needs greater than we do. God, whether it's financial or otherwise, and Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you would provide for her, that she can continue to show the love of Jesus Christ to those who are in a close situation, that don't have access to the gospel. Lord, those that have come to faith, that are living within that country, oh Lord, that you would strengthen them, support them, oh Lord. And God, I pray, oh Lord, that you'd provide for her needs to minister to the vast array of refugees that are on her doorstep. God, I pray, Lord, that you would encourage her today, that you would be with her. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence in our lives. I pray, God, that we would go out and we would be your hands and feet in the world that we live in. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Have a good day.
Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us. See you later.
Bye.